This is the Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with our other co-host, Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine evening?
Oh, this evening is fine, indeed.
We're pumped up.
So how about this? We get into the letter A.
That's right. Sesame Street. That's right. A is for algae. And how important. And actually, I think what's interesting is a lot of times what algae brings to the body. But it's more than just that, because I think one of the concepts that you and I were talking about before we went on the air was it's not just what you eat, but it's also what the body can absorb and does absorb and assimilate and uses of what you eat.
Absolutely. Critical point. Because different vitamins or different nutrients get absorbed in different parts of your gut. So, for instance, certain vitamin gets absorbed in the first 12 inches of your small intestine after the stomach.
Right.
Well, if you've just swallowed one of those super extruded, hard as rock, one-a-day vitamin pills, that thing is still as solid as a brick when it hits there. Nothing got absorbed.
Right. And one of the things that I was thinking when we were talking about this before, and I know I do it, is how often do people, you know, take three chews and then basically swallow the food whole?
And wash it down with a bit of soda so that it goes down quick.
That's exactly right, you know. So, you know,
I just got reminded the visual of a summertime hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, that's right.
How many can you get down in 1 minute?
Yeah, or is faster than everybody else.
Yeah.
And then there's very little chewing that's involved. And chewing is incredibly important for getting the food in a way that we can actually absorb the nutrients that's in it.
Exactly. You're supposed to chew 20 times every bite that you put in your mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. Many of us don't, because we have been living in these short breaks between lessons in our childhoods, right? You have a 10-minute break to wolf down your snack.
Yes.
15-minute lunch break to just, you know, do whatever you have to do and feed yourself.
Yeah, so you go running around doing all these chores while you're trying to wolf down some thing that you picked up at the fast food joint.
As well, yes.
Cool.
So that's actually an excellent selling point for good quality blenders.
Right, because they start that process for us, right?
Well, they micronize the foods. In fact, you know, the high power blenders, not only do they chop up the food in the way that you would expect to chop up with your teeth, the high horsepower blenders with dull blades actually break the cellular walls, so they expose the content of the cells to the outside. So you stand a greater chance of absorbing even more than you would get out of regular chewing.
Interesting. I was going to say, let's get back to algae, and why is that an important nutrient for people to consider?
Well, algae is the smallest plant living form. It's one step between a living creature, because it's mobile, but it's also a photosynthesis producing or using creature. So it takes sunlight and carbon dioxide and creates chlorophyll. So this is a plant, but a plant without roots. It lives in water.
Right.
And it's so tiny. It's a single cell organism that lives in colonies. So when you're eating this, it's the tiniest possible thing. It's a single cell organism.
It's kind of like what we were talking about before, in that rather than taking a chunk of food and not chewing it and breaking it down, this is actually food that's already very small, so broken down.
That's right. And one of them, you know, chlorella is one of the popular ones. Chlorella comes in two popular species. One is the thin cell wall chlorella that's readily absorbed, and the other one is the sun chlorella. The Latin name is paranoidosa, which has very thick walls, and that one needs to be cracked. So that one's known as the cracked cell chlorella. And we use both of those in our superfoods.
Cool. So what are some of the benefits of using algae in as a supplement or as part of your diet?
Well, what would you expect to have your nutrition improve in your body? I mean, what is it that makes your body run well versus not run well? I mean, it's the question would better be put, what does it not do for you? You know, number one, increase your strength, increase your endurance,
right.
help you nourish and heal all of your bodily fluid, especially your blood.
So it boosts your immune system?
Yes. Improve on your eyesight, improve on your muscle tone, improve on your moods and mental states. And all of these things, you know, it's in, because when you deliver good nutrients into your body, your cells are healthy. When they're healthy, everything follows.
Everything starts working better.
Yes. So it's the most fundamental concept. So I guess we can now end our recording. We've just said it, right? In fact, we could pretty much end this whole series because we could say, eat algae.
Right, right.
Everything will be fine. Well, you know, it's not the answer to everything, but it sure makes a big difference. That's why people are having such positive reactions to the superfoods we make, because the algae represents a fairly sizable portion of what's in it.
Right.
Together with, you know, here's the other part. The algae don't provide everything. They only absorb the nutrients from the water in which they are grown. So if the producer didn't supply a decent level of nutrients, namely minerals, in the water, then the algae will be weak.
Right.
And we provide also alfalfa, which is grown on the land, and wheat grass and barley grass and other things that round it all out. So you can have different minerals and different nutrients all present at the same time.
Right.
But if I had to choose this one thing, you know, if I had to choose one nutrient that I would be stuck with for the rest of my life, I'd choose algae.
Interesting. We're actually on the Life Enthusiast Co-op site. We have some testimonials from some people who have used the algae, and I thought they were very interesting. One was an elderly person named Rod, who lives on the Gold Coast of Australia. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to share with our listeners what he had to say, Martin.
Oh, please.
Okay, he says, easier recovery from illness. He says, I spent 2 years recovering from a serious illness. After 2 brain operations, weeks in hospital, and months of intravenous antibiotics, my body was very depleted. My muscles were wasted, their mass drastically reduced, and in need of rebuilding. During the first 18 months of recovery, I was taking many supplements, herbs, and using essential oils. They were all helping immensely, but I still felt weak and had very little stamina. 6 months ago, I started taking some algae for its nutritional value. I wanted a balanced food for daily consumption, high in B vitamins and minerals. Well, it surpassed my critical expectations easily. The results have been excellent. Within 2 weeks, my energy and stamina had definitely increased. 2 months later, my body was finally developing muscle and strength. My health improves consistently every day, and there is now a huge light at the end of the tunnel. Algae is the real thing. It has helped me enormously. I highly recommend it. So I thought that's
totally to the point. You know, actually, my own journey from the depths of despair started with algae. There was this there was this fellow in 1986 who introduced me to blue-green algae. He brought the blue-green algae and said, you know, you ought to try this. And that's what started it. You know, once I started eating the algae, I was actually starting to change my way of looking at the world. You know, it's a strange thing. Algae is this primordial food. It's the oldest plant on the planet. It's, you know, billions and billions of years old life form. And it just brings some kind of a basic connection to the consciousness of the planet. So as you ingest it, it's just universally helping, at least it was happening for me, helping me tune in into the original purpose of my life and what I needed to do and, you know, clearing my consciousness and all that.
Nice.
So another quote for you. Dr. Stanley Bass, naturopathic doctor, chiropractic doctor, and PhD. The closer the food comes to the natural state in which it occurs, or the closer we come to its raw, unrefined form, the higher its quality. In this condition, all the enzymes are found intact. The amino acids are in their finest form. The minerals, vitamins, trace elements, carbohydrates, and life force itself are present. This life force is in turn capable of reproducing tissue which is full of life and longer lasting in structure. Eating organically grown, unprocessed foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds provides your body nutrients that are free of herbicides, pesticides, and preservatives. Algae is nature's most basic food. It exists at the beginning of the food chain, provides perfect nutrition, contains more protein than any other whole food. And this supernutrition provides rich, naturally occurring chlorophyll. And here comes the big statement. Chlorophyll has been shown to enhance your entire health and boost your immune system. This amazing food can also help purify your blood, promote intestinal regularity, and naturally help heal your body. Ta-da!
There you go.
So it's a miracle that a miracle of advertising that people don't consider algae a more important source of nutrition. Mm-hmm. You hear these sort of snide remarks, "Oh, pond scum."
Right.
I just don't get it. You know, I don't get the steak and potato culture that looks at this most nutritional or nourishing resource and talks it down. You know? So in my world, get some chlorella, get some spirulina, get some blue-green algae, and live longer, live healthier.
So there's somebody else who's been writing about algae recently?
Oh, yeah. I mean, many people have spent a lot of effort on understanding the mysteries of life. Dr. Gabriel Cousins is a famous natural healer. He has a healing center. He calls it the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Arizona. And he's quite famous for his work with the algae. And, you know, he says, as a physician working with thousands of clients, I find that algae helps to restore overall biochemical balance by nourishing the body at the cellular level. The positive response from the use of algae has been extraordinary. A wonderful and unique blend for peak performance of body, mind, and spirit that should be included in any detoxification and rejuvenation program. I take it myself daily. Actually, Gabriel Cousins has been specifically promoting the blue-green algae that comes from the Klamath Lake. There has been quite a controversy about the Klamath Lake and the blue-green algae coming from there. Some nutritionists are just full of fire telling the world, no, 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 you must eat chlorella and spirulina. And others are saying, oh, it's the Aphanizomenon, the blue-green algae, that's great. So I don't know if they're for real or if they're just speaking because of their economic interest. We support both. You know, we sell the E3 live raw algae, which is actually a great product because it's shipped fresh frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And we also use the chlorella and spirulina combination in the Excella superfoods. So anybody's invited to try it for themselves. Try both. See which works for you.
Right. And that's part of the key too, right, is different people react differently to different nutrients and based on what their body needs and to be in optimum health. So it's often
right.
a good idea to try different things and see what works for you.
Right, and I'm a great believer in variety. Well,
and I think too, if you just take the same thing all the time, your body kind of gets used to it, and it doesn't always have, you know, 3 years later the impact it had in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I can just, you know, be giving more quotes from the long list of algae supporters, but here's the bottom line. It's rich in chlorophyll, and we all need chlorophyll. It's rich in minerals, and we all need minerals. And rich in amino acids, and those are the basic building blocks of all life. And it's rich in lipid-soluble nutrients, meaning fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, E, and other essential fatty acids. But the thing that's really the pinnacle of it all are the brain nutrients that come in the algae.
Mm.
Endorphins. You know, when you get the nutrients that feed your brain, you get the endorphin release in your brain, and you start thinking better thoughts, happier thoughts, more positive thoughts.
Wow.
I mean, that's
what
happened to
me. Important.
Oh, yes. Critical. Especially if you're not feeling well. You know, if you're living this sort of toxic urban life where you're waking up tired and miserable, then you need to take pop a pill, an upper of some sort, to just make it through your day, right?
Yeah, that's right. Or a cup of coffee every 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, a cup of coffee to start it up, but even something to just put you in the mood to make the cup of coffee.
Right.
I mean, there are so many people living these desperate lives, you know. I mean, they won't admit it in the public, but the prescription statistics tell the story.
Yeah, that's right. So, put away your prescriptions and have some algae.
Absolutely. Pop a couple of capsules of algae. And
pop a couple of capsules of algae. I love the way you say that. Take two algae and call me in the morning.
Call me in the evening.
Call me in the evening.
Because by the time the day has gone by, you will be saying, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. And then by morning, you will wake up and you'll say, I wonder what glorious thing is going to happen for me today.
Right. And one thing you have to be careful, too, is making sure you don't take this stuff later in the in the evening, because otherwise you may not get any sleep.
Oh, that's a fact, yes.
That happened to me a couple times. I wasn't thinking, and I had some of the Excella 50 at 9,
eight.
I think actually it was 8 in the evening, and you know, 2 in the morning I was just wide awake, and I'm thinking, why am I so wide awake at 2 in the morning? And then I realized, oh, that little Excella.
That's right, yep, you just kicked it up again.
Yeah, and I always have it first thing in the morning, and I just find my morning is very productive, and I just fly through it and can handle any of the things that come up in my work day. It's just wonderful.
That's right, and we're actually, when we eat this food, we're actually capable of working mentally.
Yeah, yeah, the brain just gets all this.
Yeah, so give it to your kids, they'll operate. Yeah, give it to your kids, they'll operate better at school. Eat it yourself because you'll be more alert at the office or whatever you do. I couldn't praise it higher.
There you go.
I'll have to repeat the same thing. If there was only one food I'd be stuck with, I want to be stuck with algae.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a good place to end this particular podcast episode, Martin.
Yes, sir. So for more answers about your nutritional needs, please call us at 1-866-543-3388 or 775-299-4661. That phone rings on my desk. You can reach us between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific, or first read something on our website at www.life-enthusiast.com.
And if you want to listen to previous episodes of our Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. There's also a link on the website, and we have over 80 episodes of just great information on health for you. And Mark, until next time,
restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Bye-bye.